This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Let's go! The Saints schedule has been released. I'm going to give you my biggest takeaways if I believe this is actually a favorable schedule for the Hoodats. And on top of all of this goodness, we're going to give you a prediction if the Saints are actually going to make the playoffs. Now, I'm guessing most of you have seen the schedule, but we'll run through it all together really quickly. Panthers to start things off at home, September 15th the next week. Dallas Cowboys on the road, Eagles at home, Falcons on the road. You get back-to-back road games here with Kansas City coming. You got to go to KC. That will be a Monday night game. So that is brutal just off, you know, the get-go that the Saints have a short week with the back-to-back road game mixed in there right there. But once again, we'll just keep going. We'll do a deeper breakdown in a second. Tampa Bay and Denver, back-to-back home games. Obviously, week 7, Sean Payton's return. That's going to be what everyone's looking forward to. And then Chargers, Panthers on the road in back-to-back weeks. Falcons, Browns at home, back-to-back weeks. Then a relatively later bye week, at home versus the Rams, on the road versus the Giants, at home versus Jaden Daniels and the Commanders, on the road versus Green Bay, at home versus the Raiders, and then on the road versus Tampa Bay. Now, let's start with the obvious. In week 1, you draw one of the best matchups you could have drawn, a home game versus a Carolina Panthers team that should be better with competent coaching, but it's still a game that you would prefer to play earlier in the schedule to start things off 1-0 versus a divisional opponent. You can make a very strong case that this will be the most important Saints season opener ever. The first reason is, well, this is a pivotal year for the New Orleans Saints, right? I know it's been the case for this team the past couple of seasons, but this is still an older roster. The second thing is the Saints desperately, and I mean desperately, need to have a good season this year. They cannot afford to miss the playoffs because it will force Gail Benson's hand to make some changes. And as many of you know, the Saints brain trust of Mickey Loomis and company have been there forever. And they have Dennis Allen, who is probably on one of the hotter seats in all the NFL. So it's going to be very critical to start things off 1-0. But it becomes even more critical when you look at what happens in the following weeks. I think the Dallas Cowboys are still going to be pretty good. That's a tough week two game. Then in week three, you welcome the Philadelphia Eagles to New Orleans. I think the Eagles are still going to be good. Now, is this the toughest week two, week three matchup you'll ever see? No, but it's still two of the tougher games on the schedule. Then you go on the road to Atlanta, divisional game. As many of you know, it's an absolutely big one there. And then we get to Kansas City in week five. That is an absolute horrible, and I mean horrible way to go. I said it was a shorter week. It's actually a longer week. You get a little extra day to prepare. I absolutely butchered that early on. But still, you have an extra day. It is still, though, back-to-back road games. And then it's a short week to welcome another divisional opponent in Tampa Bay. And then Denver the following week at home. So obviously Kansas City going to Arrowhead, that is one of the tougher places to play in the NFL. Obviously it's going to be lit. We know the Chiefs are going to be a really good team next year, but it's still not the most insurmountable game, right? We saw a few years ago the Chiefs start really slow. And look, are they the Super Bowl champions? Yes, but they play their best football at the end of the year, right? Last year, they were not really a great offensive team. So we'll see what Xavier Worthy and them could do to that offense, but not the absolute worst game. Now that, you know, I had it flip-flopped, you do have an extra day to prepare for that one. Then you have the short week for Tampa Bay to come to town. Obviously, the Buccaneers are definitely not a top 10 NFL team. Probably in the middle of the pack there. I like some of the young pieces there. They just re-signed Mike Evans and Xavier Winfield. Antoine Winfield, excuse me. They should still be a pretty solid team. And then we get to what will be the most talked about game of the year. Sean Payton coaching his first game in New Orleans now with a different team, the Denver Broncos, who I think won't be all that good this year. Rookie quarterback, obviously a roster that still needs some fixing, but Denver should be a more winnable game. And then you're on the road versus the Los Angeles Chargers, first-year head coach, obviously, there with Jim Harbaugh. I think that's a winnable game. I still don't think the Chargers are that good of a football team. Huge holes at wide receiver. Offensive line should be pretty good next year. Justin Herbert, we know, is a pretty good player. But their running back room also leaves a lot to be desired. Their tight end room is not necessarily all that strong. Yes, unbelievable pass rush with Bosa and Mack, but the back seven is what concerns me for them. Then you have the Carolina Panthers, another back-to-back road game scenario. And then you have back-to-back home games versus the Falcons and the Browns. Obviously, playing the Panthers twice, basically by the midweek portion of the year, is insane. And this lends itself to, me, the biggest takeaway from looking at the schedule for the New Orleans Saints.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Is the divisional schedule ends really early for them. The Saints' final divisional game before the Buccaneers in the final game of the year is in week 10. So, basically, while the Saints need to play their best versus the best, and you can get away not playing your best, beating the Carolina Panthers, the divisional games are more important for tiebreaker reasons and obviously playoff reasons. So the Saints really need to get out on a hot start because these divisional games matter so much. And the fact that five of your six divisional games will be played by November 10th is insane to me. It really, really, really is. Then we get to the Cleveland Browns. I think the Browns, once again, for the second straight year, have a top five roster in the NFL. You do get this game at home, but still, this is a really good team going into next year. Even if Deshaun Watson doesn't play up to snuff, this is still a really, really talented team. Pass rush, they have it. Wide receiver weapons, they have it. Running back room, they have it. Offensive line is fine. Defensively, all three levels, they're just a really, really, really good football team. Then you get the bye week, and then, of course, you welcome the Los Angeles Rams. Obviously, this is a payback spot for the Saints. Around this portion of the season, we remember the Rams taking care of business versus the Saints in a Thursday night game in Los Angeles. Hopefully, the Saints can return the favor. And then you get two back-to-back games that set up really nicely for them. The Giants and the Commanders. Giants on the road, not the most hostile place to play. This team's not going to be that good. They could be out of playoff contention by then, by the time you play this game. So, love the spot for the Saints. And then, of course, you have Jaden Daniels. That's going to be such a fun game, coming to New Orleans and playing in the Superdome. So, Jaden, during his time at LSU, never played in the Superdome, so that's going to be one of these kind of Burrow kind of atmospheres from a few years ago. And a few years ago, that was Burrow and Chase, and he had the national championship game in New Orleans. But it's going to feel kind of sort of similar, the LSU Heisman Trophy winner coming to the Dome. Green Bay, the next week, Green Bay is going to be really good. Then you have the Raiders at home, and then you end the season on the road at Tampa Bay. So last year, Saints played the Buccaneers week 17 in Tampa and destroyed them. And this year, hopefully they'll do the same in week 18. But my boldest take is the Saints We'll have the NFC South wrapped up by then. Kidding, but hopefully that is the case. Now, I know some of you probably want me to go through and give you my record prediction. So let's do it. I believe the Saints will be some variation of 2-2 before they play the Chiefs. They'll be 2-3 after they play the Chiefs. But they'll beat the Buccaneers, 3-3, beat the Broncos, 4-3, beat the Chargers, 5-3, beat the Panthers, 6-3, lose to the Falcons, 6-4, lose to the Browns, 6-5. So back-to-back home losses mixed in there. Then you beat the Rams. You beat the Giants, go to, what is that, 8-5? Then you beat the Commanders, 9-5. Lose to the Green Bay, 9-6. Let's go beat the Raiders, 10-6. Lose to the Bucs on the road, 10-7. So there you go. The New Orleans Saints will be a 10-7 football team. And I say this with knowing my last episode featured me talking about the Saints being the most stale, boring team heading into next year with Dennis Allen as your head coach and Derek Carr as your starting quarterback. So, am I a little too optimistic? Let me know at Carter the Power. Now, what I want to do is take a look at the schedule matrix of the NFL, okay? A schedule grid, if you will. Because the truth here is in the NFL, sometimes it's not about who you play, but when you play them, okay? Very, very, very important. Now, obviously, some games get flexed. Some games get put, obviously, Monday Night Football and so on and so on. And the Saints do have two Monday Night games. They have one at Kansas City. And then they also have one versus Green Bay. I should have mentioned that a minute ago. But that is the case. And both of them are on the road. So I don't believe the Saints have a home Monday Night Football game this year. I could be totally misreading this. I'm releasing this right after the schedule release just happened. You know, as far as the Saints are concerned, as far as this schedule matrix, I do like the way things set up for the Saints. So let's say week 4, New Orleans is playing Atlanta. Well, the week before that, Atlanta has got to play Kansas City. All right, so Atlanta, the beginning of their schedule is tricky. Pittsburgh at home, not obviously something insurmountable, but they have to go to Philly, and then they play Kansas City week 3, the week before they play the Saints of week 4. That's something that really stands out to me. It sets up really, really, really nicely for them. Okay, so you go through the schedule. And the Saints just have some really, really nice breaks, all right? So, let's say the Los Angeles Rams, all right? The Rams, they have to play at New Orleans in week 13. And the week before that, they play Philadelphia. And the week before that, they have a cross-country flight to New England. Sets up pretty nicely for the Saints, who will be coming off a bye week, going up against a Rams team who I think is going to be pretty good, even though they just lost Aaron Donald. And the Saints, of course, they have some schedule weirdness mixed in there as well. But the week before you get the Green Bay Monday Night Football game, Green Bay all the way at Seattle, cross-country flight back home to New Orleans. So, just some good things falling in the Saints' favor. going into next year. Okay? And I love that. I really, really, really do. Saints before their Monday night game at Kansas City. Kansas City will be at the Chargers and at Atlanta the 2 weeks prior. So they'll be coming off back-to-back road games, a team that doesn't play their best football at the beginning of the year. So there are some things that you could talk yourself into. I think these things mean a little bit more in the collegiate game than they do the NFL. But it's hard to not get excited by looking at this. It really is hard not to be that way. I understand this is more so a focus, not necessarily on the Saints team, but how the schedule actually shapes itself up. But let me know what you guys think at Carter the Power. But I'm kind of fading off a 10-7 because I'm just so against the head coach quarterback combo here. I think 9-8, 8-9 is more than likely where the Saints will be.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.